Vikings game plan continues, the winning formula coming up shortly, but first, this week's DraftKings Star of the Week. All right, the winning formula, some Vikings and NFL topics weekly on Vikings Game Plan with Ron Johnson. Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9 and Wobby. Vikings.com, I'm Paul Allen. Here is topic number one. The Green Bay Packers have lost Aaron Rodgers, probably for the season, broken collarbone. The question, Green Bay Packers sans Aaron Rodgers, playoff team or not?
I'm going to go with no. They made the playoffs in 2013 when he broke his collarbone. He missed about five or six games. They were 2-5-1. They tied the Vikings the game before. But if you look at the teams in the NFC North at that time, the Vikings were 5-10. The Bears were 8-8. And the Lions were 8-8. So it wasn't a bunch of great teams. It was some subpar teams. Yeah. Packers got in only because of the tie. They were 8-7-1.
There's just too much football left to be played to rule anyone out, I think, in the NFC North. With the exception maybe of the Bears, although, as I said, it's too early. A lot of football to go. I like the Packers' schedule here coming up. Three of their next four at home. They have the Saints this weekend and a bye to rest and regroup. Yeah. Mike McCarthy, Dom Capers, good coaching staff, lots of experience. I'm not going to rule them out yet.
Next, the Vikings' most unsung hero defensively. I mean, this defense, Harrison Smith, 3 interceptions, Everson Griffin, 7 sacks, bunch of stars all over this defense, but who would be the biggest unsung hero?
Give me B-Rob. Ooh. I thought he had maybe his best game of the season against the Green Bay Packers. 6 quarterback hurries in that game on only 28 rush snaps for him. He also got the quarterback down on one of them. So he can play inside. He can play outside in the sub packages. He can drop into coverage if you need him to. I think B-Rob, for all the attention the D-line gets, B-Rob is one of the more unheralded guys because all the other guys get the credit.
And Brian Robinson was playing in his 22nd border battle. I'm a big equity guy. B-Rob has it.
I'm going to say Trey Waynes. He's a guy that a lot of people don't put a lot of stock in because they just don't trust him from years past. Yeah. Interceptions of the team, 7. He's been thrown to just as much as Xavier Rhodes, if not more, and he hasn't had a receiver have over 100 yards this season the number 2 receiver. So he's doing a good job, I'd say, in defending that second receiver. And he held Jordy Nelson to 6 catches for 60 yards. It's Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
So he's doing a good job.
I think the major point there is how many targets he sees. It's way more than Xavier Rhodes. The Bears didn't throw at Xavier one time.
True.
So someone's got to pick up all those targets. It's Mac Alexander and Trey Waynes. And as you said, with the exception maybe of one play in Pittsburgh, Trey is not getting beat for size.
Against Martavius Bryant, yeah, you're right.
You know another guy we could throw in, Andrew Sendejo. I know he didn't play in the Packers game, and the Packers...
He was on the tip of my tongue, but he didn't play in the Packers game.
Right, so and against Brett Hundley, Harris, and of course Harrison Smith did incredibly well. You got Sendejo. Yeah. What about Linval Hungry? Yeah. I mean, you can argue it starts and stops with Linval occupying two guys, clearing the way for Eric Kendricks, who will lead this team in tackles for a third consecutive year. It could be Linval, could be Sendejo.
This is the best defense in the NFL, bar none. We see other really good defenses in the NFL. I think Denver's is really good. They just lost to the Giants. You don't see letdowns from this defense.
And one thing Harrison Smith said is they're getting off the field. They're number one in third down, getting the guys off the field, and they're not giving guys a second chance. Third and 3 and outs, killing it.
This helmet belongs to the Baltimore Ravens, a 3-3 operation at U.S. Bank Stadium today. The Baltimore Ravens are having some troubles offensively. Let's begin with Wobby. What's wrong with the Ravens?
Well, they're banged up on the offensive line. They had a surprise retirement before the season started, and then they had 2 starters go out. And, you know, obviously the Vikings are not going to have much sympathy for you because they've gone through this for 3 straight seasons. Finally, we're healthy on the offensive line, and look what's happening. Right. We're 4-2. We're not giving up very many sacks. You credit the O-line for that and the quarterback. So I think, number one, it's probably the injuries to their offensive line. And then Danny Woodhead is out. Kenneth Dixon is out. Yeah. Crockett Gilmore is out. I know injuries shouldn't be used as an excuse, but this Ravens bunch has been battered by injuries all season.
The Baltimore Ravens have a league-high 16 players on injured reserve.
I'd say Flacco, because Harbaugh said we have to help Flacco not make the mistakes he's making. I don't even know what that means, but if you look at their offense, 28 for 81 on third downs. They can't find a way to sustain a drive, and that doesn't help at all. And then when you say with the injuries, it's not helping the defense either. So they're on the field, not long enough. Time of possession is one of the worst. And then penalties. They have the ninth most penalties in the NFL. That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and they have 18 negative plays on first down. Yeah. So they're behind the chains, probably leading to what you alluded to, the problems on third down. And now guess what? They go against the number one third down
third
defense
long
in the NFL.
It's almost impossible.
At U.S. Bank Stadium. Good luck.
All right, let's beat those Ravens today. Win three consecutive, hold first in the NFC North, move to 5-2. For Wobby from Vikings.com, Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live, Fox 9, and everybody here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching Vikings Game Plan.